Hi, welcome to Join Us. I'm Mick, an Azure MVP.
And I'm Mikkel, I'm a Microsoft Integration MVP.
And we're here to talk about managing your security when extending BizTalk to the cloud, part one of a two-part series. So stay tuned for some fun. How are you feeling, Mikkel?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
Great. Welcome aboard. So what we'd like to talk about is how do we enable a mobile workforce? And when we talk about enabling a mobile workforce, it's not just someone on their phone tapping away. It's actually essentially on a device. So on a tablet, on a Surface, whatever it might be. So we'd like to be able to enable that level of mobility outside the office, wherever you may be, outside of the typical constraints of a domain-joined building that you might be so familiar with. So there's various challenges that we need to address as we focus on this. And we'd like to extend what we know today using the tools in Azure and keeping the security model that you're familiar with. We'd like to address those challenges. So the challenges are things such as, how do we actually extend connectivity? How do we, in this particular scenario, of which there's many, as you know, we'd like to extend the connectivity of a typical line of business application living, you know, in your classic data center or where it may live today. And how do we do that in a secure manner? And also we may have things like different formats, so different data formats. Typically in the system to system world or in the back end world, we have a lot of XML, EDI, various types of formats. Whereas in the mobile sort of world, we tend to lean a lot more towards lighter weight formats such as JSON and those sorts of things. And then always a great question around authentication. So how do we get from the mobile world, from your tablet, your smartphone, whatever it might be, how do you then log in, run the process, and how do we extend those credentials down to the back-end process that we might be running and extending your authentication? And obviously, there's the security aspect as well, which is keeping strong security just because we're leveraging from an external party out in the internet, outside the four walls of the business. How do we extend that out? So here's the model that we're looking to talk to about today. And essentially, we've got our line of business application, and Mikkel will demo this shortly. And we have AD, so we have an Active Directory in there, as well as we're going to be using some Azure technology, which is Service Bus, to bridge that connection, so enabling that connectivity out to the outside world of our line of business application. And then we're going to take advantage of that by using things like SharePoint and various other applications once we're out there. So the real crux of this is once we establish the connectivity, it's not so much, once we perform that, that's fine, but it's around, well, how do we then establish our user base? And how do we enable the user accounts, for example, that we might be familiar with in Active Directory to float through to these devices? And how can you log in with your particular user account? So these are some of the questions that we'd like to answer in this segment. And where is the best place to keep your user accounts now that I might have 9 or 10 different cloud-based applications or Azure-based applications? How do I stop them from being vertical silos of just different applications? So the scenario that we're focusing on right now is to use Service Bus to connect our line of business application through to the outside world. So essentially, Service Bus, in this case, we have a BizTalk server that sits in front of our line of business application. It's very good at taking the back-end services and exposing them to a variety of different entry and exit points. So it's very good at doing that. And in this particular case, we're going to use Service Bus. And essentially, what we see is that as a relay binding, as a WCF-based relay binding. And so BizTalk is configured, we'll have a receive location, and it's configured to use the relay binding. So what's special about this relay binding is that it actually tunnels out to Windows Azure through ports 80 and 443, and it makes that outbound connection. So just very similar to a user in a browser, and basically pushes that connection out. So once that endpoint gets established in Azure, the devices can go and talk to that endpoint. And the special thing about the service bus relay is that it's actually a real-time connection back down to your on-premise system. And so we get a response back. So if our system's turned off, there's no more connectivity. The relay goes away. So that's fantastic that our line of business stays where it is, and we've got this accessibility through the service bus relay. So with that, let's turn over to demo one, and over to you, Mikhail.
Thank you. So the line of business system that that Mick was talking about, for this sample, we're using a SQL database. So just to start off to show that this is the table that we're working with. It's a table of work orders, and we will be able to extend those work orders out to our mobile users and devices. We also have a BizTalk solution with several orchestrations. More or less all of them look the same. We have our outbound contract or methods on the left side, and we have the actual store procedure on the right. So we kind of just built up these orchestrations to receive a message and fetch that data. In this case, we exposing all the work orders. That's the operation that we're going to call now.
Awesome.
And we then, after deploying this to BizTalk, we're exposing this as a RESTful endpoint using the relay binding that Mick was talking about before. So in the bindings here, I'm actually using the WebHTTP relay binding, which is the equivalent of the RESTful binding, the WebHTTP binding that comes by default. The relay binding comes with the Azure SDK after you install it. So with this set up, we should now be able to, so I'm running this in a VM in Azure, so I should be able to call this URL from within my application. So just let me just copy that URL. So this is one. And go back to my machine.
So we can really be running BizTalk anywhere.
Yeah. Well, we can expose it to anywhere.
Yeah, great.
So there's our all our work orders that we continue to work with. However, at this point, it's all accessible to anybody. It's not secured in any way. So for anybody at this particular point can access that in those services. And that's not really how we want it to work. So what we need to do to enable security, and by default it is secure, so what I had to do is to disable the security, was setting this property on my security to relay client authentication type to none. By default that is set to relay access token. We will enable that and go back to our endpoint. And there should be, hold on.
It's just going to refresh.
Yeah. So there we are. So this is the message I get. I have a missing token. It's expected to have that token in the authentication header. So the question really is here, how do we proceed from here? How do we fetch that token?
Okay.
So,
fantastic.
Yeah, back to you.
Shall we go back to the
slides?
Yes. Yeah, why not? Okay, so essentially, that was great. We exposed our service out, and then it asked us for a token. So let's have a look and see just where this token can come from. And a token, a bit of text in a request that means something. So when we look at the relay service, which is what we just used then for a moment, the relay service trusts ACS. So it trusts the ACS service in Azure. So that's quite important. So as far as a client is concerned, or as far as someone who is going to be accessing the service, they need to go and get an ACS-based token. And these tokens can be of different formats and shapes and sizes, but essentially it has some claims and credentials inside it. And we'll go off and ask ACS for a username and password and say, I'd like to access this particular service, which is known as a realm. The next step that happens, ACS may know about us, and you saw in that request there that we had a username and password that we were sending in. So somewhere ACS knows about that username and password, and we get that token back, and then we fire that against the relay service, and essentially we should be able to go and call that service now. So Mikhail, work your magic, my friend.
Yes, I'm just going to open up the management portal for the next demo. So where we are right now, we have, I built Visual Studio, and I have created a helper class to actually request that token. And the valid parts, the important parts of requesting a token is saying, that where do I get that token from? In ACS, which is this portal, I can go into the application integration and find various endpoints for where I can get that token. We're going to use this wrap token down here. We also need to say what identity are we going to use. So I have service identities here, and I'm going to use my mobile user. And back in Visual Studio, we have the first part is the ACS URL, which is the one that we just saw, the wrap 09. We have the service base address, which is our relay address. So that we have a reliant party application with an address over here. That's the one we're going to use.
So that talks down to BizTalk.
It's going to anyway, yes. But that's sort of like saying, this is the application I want my token for.
Okay.
And then we have our mobile user and our super secret password. So if we start this one, so I got my token. This one is a little bit, this is URL encoded. It's a little bit difficult to read, but I made it another token down here. It's far easier to read. So in this, there's a few things that is particularly interesting. First of all, we can see that it's signed by ACS, which is important for Service Bus because that's the only one it trusts for these tokens. And we can continue from here to add that token to the authentication header. So we just step through this one.
And we should get the work orders.
We should get our work orders. So there it is.
That's beautiful.
All. So back to you.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so there we saw how we got a token and how we called the service securely. So what we'd like to do is stay tuned for part two. Thanks for joining us, and hope you enjoyed it. We'll dig into this a lot more in the next part. Thank you very much. I'm Mick.
And I'm Mikhail.
Thank you.
Thank you.